Blog Talk Radio.
Hold it now.
This is Kenny Jones. I'm your host. We Talk Productions presents Black Urban America.
Hold it now!
I have some technical problems here. Just give me 1 second. Okay, I think that's it. Yes, we Talk Productions presents Black Urban America, which airs on Tuesdays evenings from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. On Saturdays, we have Provocative Thought that airs from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. And it is hosted by Carlton Steed. And also, we are seeking advertisers, sponsors for We Talk Productions. I will be doing outreach for the next, I guess, from now to the end of the year, of entrepreneurs and small business owners to advertise with our business. The NBA Trophy Awards. Also, I'd like to say that anyone that is listening by computer, if you want to make a comment, dial 909-265-9215. That's 909-265-9215 if you want to make a comment or have a question for the people that are our guests tonight. But before I get to the introduction of the guests, and did anyone see the NBA Awards last night? You have to give it up for Oscar Robertson, the big O. I mean, as on one hand, he commended today's athletes for taking a stand. You know, the one thing I can say about Mr. LeBron James, man, he will take a stand. He will use the NBA as his platform. And like, he had more heart than any basketball player. I've been watching basketball since the 60s, man. Late 60s, like the last year of the 60s. And no more comparison with Michael Jordan. Stop it. This man is an icon that has to go in the breath of Muhammad Ali, Jim Brown, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Who's that brother for the baseball? That he was the first one to be a free agent. Okay, let me keep on going. Bill Russell. I mean, there was a big gap between those guys and LeBron. I mean, look at the hoodies. That's all LeBron. How about the T-shirt they wore last year or the year before that? I can't breathe. That's for LeBron. How about this? LeBron went on national TV and said, it's hard being a black man in America. No other black athlete would have the nerve, the audacity to say that. And check this out. This is how powerful this young man is. He told Donald Trump that no, whoever win the championship, they are not coming to the White House. Whoa. That's like an in your face. So I admire the young man. I like what he's doing. I'm talking about off the court. I'm not going to talk about on the court stuff because there's not a sport talk show. What he does off the court is tremendous. He builds schools, man. Not a school. He builds schools. You know what he does? You know what else he does? He gives scholarships, 4-year ride. So, yeah, he's. I mean, there are other celebs that are doing things for the community. They don't get the hype, but you know, this is not just a basketball player. Does this is what he do? It's not who he is. And I think from afar, this is a black man that's trying to do something for his community that he grew up in, for the state that he grew up in, and for nationally and internationally. Because he's a global figure. Everybody knows LeBron James all over the world. Now, again, I'm going to leave. There's other things. Well, one thing we're going to talk about tonight is the images. I'm trying to wait for the other caller, for the other guest to show up. I see Mr. Black is in the house, and I'm trying to see Ms. West going to show up. She thought the show was at 9 p.m. 9 p.m.? Oh, man, I'm in bed by 9 p.m. But we're supposed to be discussing self-images and perceptions that we have toward each other. When I say toward each other, I say black men towards black women and black women towards black men. And hey, I just want to say that we have some issues there. We really have some issues. Let me see. We have some issues. Just like we have stereotypes by other cultures, you know, we also have stereotypes towards each other. And I just want to discuss it tonight. You know, it was something that was said between Brother Lloyd and myself. I say it's unfair that we're discussing images of the black woman and we don't have a black woman on the show. So I said, let's bring him back and let's bring, I don't know where, by our new co-host is. I guess you're running late, but let's bring on Mr. Black right now. Let's cue him in. Brother Lloyd, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, brother? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear. I'm trying to text Miss West, tell her that we are on the air, and she think that I came on at 9 o'clock, and she was on the show before. She know I start the show at 8 o'clock, but that's okay. Hey, did you see the NBA awards last night?
You said the NBA awards?
Yes. Where they get out Rookie of the Year, Coach of the Year, and what have you.
No, I didn't see that. You know, I'm not really – I stopped watching all sports in 2016. I made my mind up. I was done with sports, man. I'm not really I watch, you know, I caught the playoffs this year because, you know, I was watching it with one of my family members. But other than that, I don't sit down or really watch any type of award show or, you know, I don't watch too much TV, period.
I'm not talking about the sports part of it. I'm talking about the social political aspect of it. You know, Oscar Robertson challenged the white players in the United States to stand up and address the issues that these black men are facing. How you feel about that?
Well, to be honest, I got to be honest with you, brother. I got a different stance from yours. I had this discussion with a sister, and my position on celebrities and athletes are this. I don't think they should be talking about political or social issues at all.
Let me finish my point, bro. I'm saying
they can't relate to the everyday average black man.
Why not?
Or black people in general. No, listen. As far as what we go through on a daily basis, because they still clocking them white dollars. They still got to answer to the white man at the end of the day. So it doesn't matter. Their position on social or political issues doesn't matter to me. I don't care what they have to say. It doesn't matter. And I don't care. I think most of them are disingenuous. And that's how I'm not saying you can't support them.
So you saying that Colin Kaepernick, who lost his career.
Let me finish. If you still want to support the brothers and sisters that's athletes and entertainers, that's on you. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. Everybody had the right to support who they want to support. But from my standpoint and from my position, that's how I feel about it. You know what I'm saying?
You're saying that Colin Kaepernick put his career on the line for his culture. He is blackballed from the NFL for protesting the injustice that happened in the United States of America towards black folks. You're trying to say that entertainers and celebrity athletes should not speak out against the injustices of America? Well, how about Harry Belafonte, Sidney Poitier, Ruby Dee husband, Denzel Washington, Spike Lee? These black folks speak out against injustices every single day, because when they open their mouth, 4 million people are listening to them.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, brother. But my thing is, I'm done with symbolism, man. I'm done with all this symbolism and grandstanding. That's all this is to me. I mean, it's up to us as a people to move forward and make change on our own. We can't rely on these celebrities to keep on speaking up for us when they don't live in the same neighborhoods we do. They don't be around the same people we do, and that's the only thing I'm saying. A lot of people, and a lot of people would agree with me on that. What I just said. I'm not saying you can't support who you want to support. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying from my point of view, from my perspective, from what I see, that's just how I feel about the situation. So. I don't want to, when it comes to athletes or any type of entertainers, whatever they have to say in the social or political climate, I don't want to hear it. I'm sorry. That's just me. I mean, that's just how I feel about it. I'm dead set on that answer. I just don't.
So you're trying to say that even though I say, let's say 50%, of the celebs that come from our neighborhoods. They come from our neighborhoods because you got a percentage of black folks that, you know, come up to well-to-do neighborhoods now. But let's say 50% of the celebs now come from our neighborhood. You mean to tell me that they don't know the crisis, I should say, the crisis that are going on in our neighborhoods?
Listen, I'm not saying they don't know those who came from there. I'm saying once you become entwined in that Hollywood lifestyle, once you become a celebrity, it's certain people and folks you got to answer to. It's certain people at the top of the food chain you got to answer to. And there's certain stuff they will allow and won't allow you to do. That's just reality. That's just reality, brother. That's just it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they could speak on certain things we deal with, you know, social issues and political things. But if they try to do something real, like something real that's going to change us as a whole, they're going to get chopped down a couple of levels, man. I'm telling you, that's the way it is, man. That's the reality of it. That's why I don't, when it comes to these celebrities and these athletes, yeah, I got some celebrities I support and I like. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate, I like to see black people get work. But as far as them talking about social and political issues, I just can't listen to it, man. So they're not on the, you know, they don't know what the average person goes through on a daily basis, man. They really can't relate why they sitting in their mansions and their, you know, their yachts and all that, and they kicking it with Whitey. That's just me. That's just how I see it.
Well, I don't know, Brother Lloyd. We just cannot dismiss. We cannot dismiss our black wealthy people because they got a few dollars. I mean, you mean to tell me just because a black millionaire wants to give $1 million to an organization, you won't accept it because he's rich? He's rich and he live in a mansion? You mean to tell me if a black millionaire wanted to do some workshops in the community or have a start a production company in the community that he or she come from, you won't allow them because they're wealthy now or they're celebrities?
No, brother, I'm not saying they can't come back and give back to the community. What I simply stated was that when it comes to the political and social issues we deal with, that I don't want to hear nothing from them on that point. I'm not saying they can't talk about it. I can't tell people what they can and cannot talk about. But from my point of view, I'm just saying most of it come off as disingenuous. I mean, just look at the beat. I don't know. The BET Awards came on the other night. I didn't watch the BET Awards, but I heard a lot of it from some of my brothers on Facebook, and they was talking about how these entertainers and some of these rappers, they want to be fake woke now. They want to, all of a sudden, they pro-black after they talked about all the, you know, slanging dope and selling drugs. Now they want to be woke because that's what's in now. I don't want a celebrity that flip-flop on their positions. Either you one way or you the other way. It's a lot of flip-flopping that's going on with these celebrities. I'm not saying all of them. I'm just saying it's a lot of that that's happening. Now we got celebrities talking about how woke. Now, I'm not saying you can't change. I'm not saying people can't change and want to do good for their community and want to do better. But what I'm saying is, we got to be more consistent, especially with these celebrities and these athletes who's saying that, yeah, they want to look out for their people, who's saying they're about their people, but it's too much flip-flopping and in-between stuff that's going on, and you don't know who's really sincere about what they're saying. So that's why I say what I say when it comes to saying, listen, man, I don't want to hear from you. I want to hear from the people that I know, that I be around every day, that I talk to on the phone or whether I interact with in public, who I work with. That's who I want to build with. That's who I want to hear from. Those are the people I want to conversate to what's going on in politics and social issues dealing with blacks as a whole. That's what I'm saying, brother. That's it.
Okay. Now we have just arrived in the studio. Miss West, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine. Got caught up in traffic, huh?
No, cooking.
Cooking. Oh.
And giving my daughter a bath.
Oh, I didn't.
Sorry about that.
Oh, here come a stereotype. I didn't know black women today still cook. But anyway.
Well, we do.
Anyway. Samantha, meet Brother Loy. Brother Loy, Sister Samantha.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, sister?
I'm good.
I just
want to
let everybody.
Tardiness.
That's okay. You know, hey, Brother Lloyd, you know we got to continue this discussion another time, right? This, you know this is not the end, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready for it.
You know this is not the end. You know, I have to bring you back, and we're going to discuss that issue, you know? Okay. Now, Brother Lloyd and I were talking last month in May. Matter of fact, on the May 22nd show, about self-image of the black woman. And he has some concerns and what have you. And I said, you know what, Brother Lloyd, this is unfair. Two brothers on the station talking about sisters, and we don't have a representation. So I said, oh, well. So that's why I reached out to you. Now, Brother Lloyd has some concerns about the morality and the conditions of the family that are mostly led by black women. And so he felt that there were some challenges there. So Sister Samantha, Lloyd, you can express what you were saying last month about the image of the black woman and what your concerns are.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, one of my main concerns is that you always hear a lot of sisters say, well, you know, we want black men, we want our brothers to be there for us, you know, support us, respect and protect them. And I don't disagree with that, but if you look at today's woman, and it's a far cry from my mother, my grandmother, and you look at, not all of them, of course, not all black women, but you look at most of them, and really, they say that, but at the same time, they don't give us much to respect, to be honest. I'm not saying it to be harsh or cruel, but, you know, you say respect, but every day, daily, they participate in their own degradation as far as what you see via in your personal life, or whether it be on social media with the constant, you know, no self-respect, the way they carry themselves on a daily basis. Like I said, I want to make it clear, I'm not talking about all black women. I don't know all black women. I'm just saying from what I see and some of my observations in my own personal life and what I witnessed for some of the females in my family. And the way they, not only that, the way they talk to their men, the way they treat their children, the way they raise their children, you know what I'm saying, the way they pass that same type of behavior down to their children, and it's like an ongoing cycle, a never-ending cycle of just dysfunction, degradation, no type of self-respect, no type of self-awareness, self-knowledge of oneself. And it's you see that, and you sit back and say, well, damn, what do we start at as a, not only as, you know, black women and men, but as a community as a whole, and as our children see, and they sit back and watching this type of behavior, we got to worry about the next generation coming up and the generation after that, because it's a trickle-down effect. So, and it's not all the black women's fault. It's the way they betray. It's the way that you know, the media portrayed them, you know, in these TV shows. And let me just say this. We are making progress as far as when it comes to the way black women are being portrayed as far as TV. I just watched season 2 of Luke Cage, and it was some powerful sisters and some strong leading roles where they wasn't, you know, shaking their ass or, you know, being strung out on some kind of drug. They was being portrayed as police officers, strong women, detectives and stuff like that. That's good. I wish we see more of that. Excuse me. I wish we see more of that. We need to see more positive images of not just black women, but black men in general, black people in general. But yeah, that's what I had to say about that. But I'm gonna just go ahead and pass it over to see if what the sister had to say about that.
It's on you, Samantha.
I'm sorry, guys. So you said you're basically saying that some black women, not all, pretty much don't. They want a man to respect them, but yet they don't respect themselves. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes.
Okay. Well, honestly, I really don't have. I don't have a negative. I don't have any comeback with that, because there's a lot of women who don't respect themselves.
You agree with that statement?
Absolutely. It's a lot of women who don't respect themselves. I totally agree. I agree 100%. And, I mean, it's sad. And, like he said, some. It's not all. But, you know, when you look at...
Isn't that what he said last month? He said all. He said all last month. I wrote it down.
I'm glad he changed it.
Hey, brother, don't. I gotta defend myself, brother. I didn't. I never said that. I never use all in any type of thing. I'm disgusting.
Okay.
Whether I might have said most. I don't know. I might have said that. But I never say all in anything. So I don't know where that's coming from.
Oh, okay. Okay. I must have been hearing things that night. Samantha, how do sisters feel about brothers today? I mean, just the sisters that you run into. Well, how do sisters feel about brothers today?
oh, gosh, now I'm going to get beat up. But,
no, you're not.
Well, I mean, most women that I come across, you know, feel like men are losers. I mean, I'm just going to be blunt, like, you know. And I don't know, and this is not an all, as you just said, but you have a lot of women who feel like men out here are just losers. So they don't, you know, they're not, especially when it comes to relationships, I guess, you know, they're not trying to be serious about anything. They want to play games constantly. They want to have the benefits of boyfriend / husband, but yet want to be friends with benefits. So, and then, you know, that gives them the stigma of they ain't about nothing. You know, so I don't feel like all men aren't about anything, because, I mean, there are still some very good guys out here. However, because I may not have been the best one to bring on because I don't want to, you know, offend the sisters, but because women allow some certain things to happen and continue to go on, then men feel like they
like what? What do women allow? What do the sisters allow the brothers to do on an ongoing basis?
Cheat, be disrespectful, talk to multiple women, of course. I mean, not to even speak on, you know, abuse, but women allow that too. And I know those situations are a little different because it's kind of harder to get out of those situations, but women allow it to an extent, you know. They allow men to control them, you know. They allow men to manipulate them. And because, you know, you see the red flags before, way before you're at a point where you're done. And at the first red flag, you should have walked away. But the women deal with it. If, you know, the man cheats, they forgive him. And then he cheats again, they forgive him. And then, you know, after 3, 4 times, 10 times cheating, they wondering why. So women allow this type of stuff.
How you feel about
and
that, Brother Lloyd? Brother Lloyd, she just called. She just called brothers losers. She just called us losers. How you feel about being called a loser, Brother Lloyd?
I don't think she said that. She did.
You trying to start some mess, Kenneth?
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to get some clarification. I heard loser. I heard loser. Okay.
You did, but I didn't say.
I know what my question was. I said, how do most black women feel about black men? And the first word you said was loser.
And now keep in mind, that is my opinion, and that is also based off of the women that I hear and talk to on a fairly regular basis. That men, you know, and that's for lack of the terms that they really use. Men aren't. I can feel in the blank.
You know, Brother Lord, how you feel about being called a loser?
Well, I don't think she didn't call me a loser personally, so I don't feel no way.
Said black men are losers,
and I think what I said again. Hold up. When she made the statement, she said black men are losers. You know what I'm saying? And she was saying how some of her people she know feels. She didn't mention my name, so why should I be offended? Because she don't know me personally. So how?
You're a black man, ain't you? You're a black man, ain't you?
Listen. I got tough skin, brother. I'd have been to war with a lot of these black feminists, these sisters who really hate black men. I done had conversations with these. What she said wasn't nothing to me. it didn't faze me at all because I'm sure of myself. I know what type of man I am. I'm not going to get up here and say, oh, why you got to say it? Nah, I'm not going to do that. That's not how I am. I got tough skin. I don't get offended easily. I respect people's opinions and how they feel about things. That don't mean I got to agree with them. So I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, I just got to say that. So, I mean, that's basically all I had to say about that.
Okay. Well, let
and
me
just
go
for clarification. No, Kenneth, just for clarification, I did not call you nor the young man on the phone, a loser.
Lloyd.
I didn't even specify and say it all men. I said some And I made sure I was clear on that. Some men are losers. And this, again, is based upon the opinion. Let me
get you to break it down a little bit more. Is this half or more than half?
Oh gosh, I don't know. Because it's just a matter of perspective, I guess. Because
and that's what we talk about. What is the perception of black women towards black men and black men towards black women? I think I know the perception because there's so much neck and Lloyd, brother Lloyd. I started just a little tiny bit during that conversation about the images that's on traditional media, how they portray us. They portray black men, girl hopping, not taking care of children, running away into their self, being selfish. They portray black women as hardworking, you know, raising the family, trying to take care of the community, tough exterior, but do not respect their counterpart. Now, that's what I get. I mean, are some of the show changing? Yes, like Blacklist. Hey, even them, they about to get divorced. Don't you know 72% of black women be married twice by the time they're 40 years old? And what does that say about our family stability? Don't you know that 68% of black families, 68% of black families have about a female household? So I know black women have to have some type of feelings towards brothers, you know? So, but also on the other hand, you know, what is the excuse? What is the reason why black men cannot get involved in the family structures, in the community stabilities? You know, so that's why if the outer world, if other cultures have these negative stereotypes, when they look at us and they see negativity, it's transcended down to our perception towards each other. So how y'all feel about that?
I think that's absolutely true. I mean, you know, when you look at the African-American race, African-Americans don't even respect each other. So how is it that you expect someone else of another race to respect you? And that's not all. Again, these are general statements. I agree with that. And, you know, going back to us talking about the men and women, coming from a matter of perspective, then, you know, that's coming from their viewpoint, the women, you know, and what they've dealt with. So, of course, I'm not categorizing everyone, but yeah, mm-hmm. I totally agree with what you're saying.
Brother Roy, you mighty quiet over there.
Oh no, I was just waiting for you to lead me in, man. I was waiting on you to come.
Nah, she finished. Your turn.
Oh. Well, what was the? Can you repeat the question again? What was the question?
It's not a question. It was just a statement of how other cultures view us, and which is transcended down to how we view each other, how we perceive each other. And in the art, I forgot the article I was reading last week. You know, it's similar to what we see in mainstream media. So how you feel about that?
Well, yeah, I think it's evident if you see it. I don't know if you what groups you in on Facebook or any other platform, but I see how we interact on a daily basis, and it's really disgusting because I can't have a regular, like I'm having a normal civilized conversation now with you two. It's the bickering back and forth. It's the name calling. It's the threats. Oh yeah, I'm gonna see you. Or you, people talk about why. You know, people talk about. We talk about each other, kids, wives, girlfriends. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just. And you know, you got the people, the white people sitting back watching this, and they say, "Hell, look at these Negroes going at it every day at each other next, folks." So yeah, we gonna keep on. You know, they gonna keep on viewing us as savages, animals, you know what I'm saying, less there, you know, because they see the way we interact on a daily basis. And I, to be honest with you, I think social media has brought out some of the worst in us as a whole.
They can hide. They can hide behind mean statements. And they can verbalize their inner voice, as the psychologist would say, you know, something that you have to suppress and something that you cannot express openly, because you express it openly. Well, now you can under this administration, because for 8 years, you just could call, for example, I was just saying this yesterday to a coworker. You could be jailed for calling a gay man the F word, but you could still call a black man an N word, and everybody laughs. Everybody think it's cool, and everybody think it's funny, you know. So when other individuals look at us, you know, and look at our behaviors. It's questionable how we treat each other. But my thing is, what we need to do to bring about the respect to what, I mean, yes, there's a lot of negative stuff on Facebook. Yes, there's a lot of negative stuff on social media. But social media also is positive, because we know that you think that AM radio or FM radio will allow us to have this type of conversation during 8 o'clock a.m. drive time, the rush hour. Huh?
No, not at all.
No, because you know why? We're talking about issues, serious issues that are concerning our communities, and we're trying to find solutions to address. And the thing I want to say is, we got to stop asking everybody to help us, and we got to deal with this issue ourselves. So what do you think, how can we get positive perception towards a black man by the black woman, and vice versa?
Well, that's the $1 million question, man. I think it's...
Well, that's why we're here. That's why we're here on this station right now.
It got to be a level of communication first.
Okay.
Once you establish communication, you got to build the trust up. We got to start trusting each other again, because there's no trust within the black community whatsoever. Everybody try to get one up or outdo or outshine, or, you know what I'm saying, or talk down. There's no type of support level. We don't support each other, whether it be black businesses, whether it be our goals or what we try to achieve. When we need to build some type of foundation.
And amen on that. It
starts with building a solid foundation. And we got to build from there. And that's the only, we got to start from that point. Because if you don't have trust, you don't have anything. Nobody going to want to deal with you. Nobody going to want to be around you. Nobody going to want anything to associate with you. And that's life in general, for you, with anybody.
Go ahead, sir.
Oh, yeah. I just had a friendship ended because it was no trust there. And it was about a 5-year friendship I had come to an end because the person said the trust is not there. So it was over just like that. So if the trust not there, we can't move forward and go on and build. And that's all I had to say. You go ahead.
You know, I have to agree. I have to agree with you on this one. The trust in the African-American community, I don't care what level you're on. I don't care if it's business, education, political, or whatever level we are. We really have difficulty in trusting. Don't you know, me and another radio podcaster figure, right, started out at the same time. But my premises are to do business with the African-American community. I want entrepreneurs to be advertisers, be sponsors. I said we have a good product. Everybody said we have a good product. You know, the marketing, everything. The white guy started the same time. He got like 10 sponsors. And he talks about nonsense. You don't talk about social issues or anything. He talk about like going to a cafe, and he gets sponsors.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I can't get one black entrepreneur to advertise or sponsor with me. Cause, and what I do costs money, and what I want to do costs money. And this white guy, man, and like I just can't believe it. I'm going to be honest. I'm hating on them. Like, I can't get my people to give me a dollar. And this guy get tens of thousands of dollars, man. One year rates, you know. But, you know, our people are hard-headed. They want everything for free. But if I was a white boy, they would advertise with me. And you want to know something? I have more listeners and downloaders than he does.
That's how it is.
On the trust factor, if we don't learn how to trust each other, and it starts in the home, and it starts in that male and female relationship, and it starts in that or one house to another house, or one apartment to another apartment, trusting each other to do business. And I have a couple of stories, a couple of illustrations I could share with you right now, but it will take a little bit of time, and how black folks make money, want to come back to the community and rebuild it or help build it, It was Sean. And also, it got to trickle down to the home between the black man and the black woman. So how can we get more positive and trusting, Samantha?
That is a good question. All of you, everybody's points are valid. Like, black people, we have a crab in the barrel mentality. We don't want to see another one of us come ahead or get ahead, like, for some reason, and I don't understand that for the life of me. It's sad, and it does break down the trust factor, because somebody's always feeling like, oh, you're going to do better than me, or, you know, something that causes them to, or if they see you successful, they may not trust you because you don't move the way they move, or the way you used to move, or something. So I don't know. That would be a good start for us to start coming together as a community, would just, you know, eliminate the crab in the barrel mentality and start building with each other. So we can build trust. When we build together, we can build some trust. But we're so quick to, just want to stab each other in the back. Like, it's just, I don't know. That's a good question.
So, do you think that I had this brother on named Dallas Brown. He said, he told me, what you're trying to do, Brother Kenny, you won't see it. Maybe your children won't see it, but your grandchildren. That's another two generations, man. And, you know, I'm a kind of a guy that said, you know, the time is now. You know, Dr. King just said, they asked him, when is the right time? When's the right time? You say the right time is now. We have to do it now. Because we may not have another 20 years if we don't do something now. We might not be in existence. We might not be in existence. Even though we're a strong culture, we might not be in existence. If, you know, it's been proven, it's in history, the Western civilization had got rid of cultures that had changed cultures and societies. We may not be here 20 years as you know of the black man and woman. Go ahead, Samantha.
I really think that's, you know, ultimately somebody's playing. I tell my fiance, if women couldn't reproduce, we would be exterminated, our race, because we kill ourselves, police killing us, you know, then, you know, you got so many people against us. Like, it's just, we would really literally extinct ourselves.
Okay. You know what Clinton did? But it's no longer policy, got rid of. You know what Clinton did? He made a policy. If you had a number of children, you had to get this thing instituted in your arm to keep you from reproducing kids. And you couldn't take it out until you either got married or you showed stability. Like, wow, really? That sounds like some Gestapo type of stuff, thing there. You trying to stop reproduction of the black race? But all the black politicians love them. You know, gotta be careful. Got a lot of juices in our culture. I should say juices. We have a lot of us that are really assimilated into other cultures around the globe. That's more politically correct, right?
Right.
Mm-mm. All right. Anything y'all want to add or say before I let y'all go? Well, first of all, I'd like to thank Mr. Black for coming back on. You know, we have another conversation we have to continue. And matter of fact, I'll probably bring you on in September, right before football season, to discuss some of the black athletes that are addressing social issues in America. All right. Samantha, I'll be calling you this week so we can schedule a thing in July. So I appreciate both of you for coming on the show this evening.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Good conversation.
So,
I hope
you. Well, Samantha, coming back next month.
Yeah, that's fine. You said July, but I'm like, well, I thought we had. But no,
well, we only have three more days left in June.
Oh, July is next month.
July is Saturday.
It's Sunday, actually, but yeah.
Yeah, okay, Sunday, Saturday. It's the weekend.
So I'll be back next month. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh. She don't know what to do. And today is Tuesday. All right, everybody. Y'all have a good week, and I'll be in touch.
All right, you too. Thank you.
All right, Deborah.
All right. And thank you. Well, they agree. They agree, you know. There are some negative stereotypes that we have. There are negative interactions that we have among each other between black men and black women. And it's something that we have to address. It's going to be a challenge, but there's something that we have to address. We cannot continue, gentlemen, now speaking to the men, man, you might cut me off now. We cannot continue to not support our sisters. And sisters, you cannot continue to look at us as losers because we don't have the better jobs and cars as our rivals. On that note, I am because we are. We are because we are.
Hold it now! I'm